Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome, one and all. I'm very grateful that you have joined me today on this glorious, beautiful, magical day, as every day always is. Remember that every day that we wake up, we have a new opportunity to create something new, a brand new life, a brand new day. Every day is a new opportunity. Yesterday is gone, and today is here. And so what are we going to make of today? I know today I had myself very, very busy. I've been a busy little bee. And in so much as though I went to go think about what to record, and I'm like, I've been so caught up in all of my own stuff that I haven't even had a single thought about anything else. So what am I going to talk about today? And so, as usual, when I do have no idea, I go and I just ask my guidance, what should I talk about today? And today was a little interesting how it came through. And I think it's a really great point to talk about, is that spirit speaks to us very, very subtly, and oftentimes through symbolic meaning, through even sending us little creatures and signs and symbols. There's a variety of different ways where we get our messages, and oftentimes when it's this subtle, we have to figure it out for ourselves. And we also have to acknowledge that subtlety and then pay attention to it and then give it the attention. So, for example, today I just lay down and I closed my eyes and I immediately went to my special place in my mind. And what's funny is when I first learned Reiki years and years and years ago, this was something that I learned, this special place in my mind where I could go to connect with universal energies, with earth energies, with myself, this special place in my mind. What's even funnier is that I use this place all the time with my clients, but I often forget to do it with myself. But today, I just immediately went there without thinking about it. And what I saw when I was there, so my special place, it's a place in nature. It is a magical place, as most special places are. And my special place has a big weeping willow tree that I sit under. And it's right next to this beautiful stream that comes down from this beautiful, really soft, majestic waterfall. And there's a lot to this place, but that's just its simple description. And so while I was there today, what I saw coming down the stream were little ducks, like little baby ducks, just like a few of them, kind of just floating down along the stream, along its flow. And so I started to think about, okay, flow is a really great topic to talk about. That's always a great topic. But flow comes right into also this, how we listen to the subtleties of our higher self and just going with this guidance, which is what I had to do today. Because when I saw these little ducks, I was like, oh, that's cute. And then that was it. But it kept sticking with me, this little picture. And after I saw the little ducks, I also had the picture of what ducks actually do. They're very, very calm on the surface, right? When we see a duck, it's just like floating there, even if it's not a moving stream, maybe it's in a lake, but it's very, very calm. But underneath, those little legs are moving and you don't see that. And how often in our lives do we go about like, everything is okay, I'm just going to go about my day and do my things, but meanwhile, underneath, I am just rolling. I'm just doing, and I'm portraying this everything's okay type of attitude. And oftentimes that happens when we are just not paying attention to ourselves, to what's inside. And that will ultimately make us really, really sick. And so duck is a really good reminder to go inside and understand, pay attention to what is going on within us and how our spirit is subtly communicating with us. So that's what I got from my little vision. And so then I decided, well, finally I decided actually, because I was just going to ignore the little ducks until I kept having that little thought. And it's so funny that I still do this. I'm amazed by myself that I still will allow my conscious mind to say, oh no, I know better. I know better. What's those cute little ducks? Oh, that's nothing. Yeah, right. It's nothing. It's never nothing. It's always something that your spirit wants you to look into. So finally, after a little bit of stubbornness for me, which, you know, honestly, I got to tell you, I really got to get over my stubbornness. I don't know if you guys are doing this too, and that's why I'm mentioning it today, but a lot of times I'm really in my own way. It could be a whole lot more simple if I would just listen to the subtleties and the guidance that is always here, always around. I just think my conscious mind knows, like I know better. Yeah, right. Okay. So when I looked up duck, I did a little search and I just read through a little bit, like I skim and I see which one really sticks out to me. And the one that stuck out was the one that mentioned the fact that duck looks like it's floating on the surface, but underneath had a lot going on. And so I picked this one and it's from the website whatismyspiritanimal.com. And so I want to read to you what it says. Duck spirit is an incredible animal helper, one traveling between the realms while bearing information and messages from the world of spirit. Isis, the divine mother and goddess of magic, is one who holds duck as a sacred animal. Egyptian lore tells of hearing a duck as a marvelous omen for prosperity, luck, and hope. The Egyptians weren't the only ancient civilization honoring duck as a powerful divine being. The Mesopotamian deity Inanna, the goddess of love and sensuality, has duck as a sacred animal companion. So I just want to stop here really quick and say that both of these beings are very, very near and dear to me. And I've communicated with Inanna, as a matter of fact, and she comes to me in a variety of ways. And so I found this extremely interesting that this was a way that she came to me in my mind this time. And just another example of the subtleties here and how spirit works with us. Also, as an aside, Isis and Inanna and so many of the divine feminine energies that we know of and hold as sacred to us are all of the same collective. They really are all of the same being, and oftentimes, seriously, the same being who's come through in different times, in different eras in this world. And so all one divine feminine being. And so I had no idea that duck had this association with it, which is even funnier because when I was little, I had a nickname, Ducky. At least I feel like I did, because I think I've left it in the past, and because it wasn't a nice memory, I walk like a duck. Nowadays, in my adult life, people are very kind and say, you walk like a ballerina. But when I was little, it was, you walk like a duck. And so people would call me Ducky. And so I think maybe that was a little bit of my hesitancy with the ducks. When I saw them today, I was like, oh, what about the ducks? What does that have to say? And it's funny because it's like, it's almost that avoidance of looking really within, going deeper, like, oh, what's there? Nothing. I've already handled that. Yeah, right. There's always more. Always more. There's always more layers to go deeper and truly, really get in there and understand yourself and accept yourself and love yourself for all that you really are. All of it. You are all of it. You have every single archetype and concept complex within you. And you can use all of those at your will in your own design of your choosing. They're all within you. Which ones are more active and which ones need balancing? This is the fun personal work to do. Okay, back to what it says here. Duck feathers of blue and red mirror the feathers of Inanna, who appears in one of her aspects with webbed duck feet. The depiction suggests duck bears Inanna's spiritual energy, which grants precious fidelity and fertility to those who are open to working with duck as an ally. Because ducks fly and swim, they have associations with air and water elements. Duck's airy associations tie the bird to spiritual liberation. While afloat on a body of water, duck symbolizes the conscious mind. When diving in waters for fish, the same creature represents the unconscious emotions, purification, and psychic powers. Duck also walks on land, a characteristic that gives them amazing adaptability. When observing ducks in nature, they're sweet, social, and friendly, living in peaceful groups. They don't enjoy being alone and display fidelity. Many species mate for more than one season with the same partner, highlighting the vibrant values of love, happy partnering, and family unity. They also have a laid-back demeanor. The only time duck becomes aggressive is when they feel their young ones are in danger. The mama bear, that's right. So, duck is an excellent illustration of good parenting, since male and female care for their family, many for a lifetime. Ducks arrive in this world knowing how to paddle already. The little ones hide in a hollow tree until Mother Duck leads them on a merry parade to the water. Once in, the ducklings fish for themselves. If duck had a mantra, it's be ready, be prepared. When duck spirit animal swims into your life, it is there for one of several reasons. First, there may be a new opportunity moving your way, and it's one you must act on quickly. Duck urges you to trust your instincts and refrain from hesitation. A second message from duck spirit is, it's time to dive deeply into your emotional nature. There are a lot of feelings you often hide, even from yourself. Navigating through old emotions allows you to cleanse away time-worn wounds to release negative thought forms. It isn't an easy process, but duck floats in on the smooth water's surface just in time to offer help. People encountering duck spirit animal are those who need socialization and community, but may have stayed away for personal reasons. Perhaps there may have been a disagreement leading to fear or misunderstanding. Perhaps you went along with the clique mentality instead of following your inner truth. No matter the case, duck arrives to direct you back on your course. Duck, as a spirit animal, helps you increase your attention towards inner wisdom and further develop passionate poise. Well, I happen to love this message from Duck today, one I was certainly not expecting, but I think one that many of us can resonate with right now. during a time when so many of us are focusing on going within and understanding ourselves more deeply and healing and feeling like we've done so much work. And then, oh, here's this thing. It's still here. I haven't finished it yet. And that's okay. It's okay because, you know, the journey's never over. There's always another layer. There's always a new thing to learn. We will never, ever learn it all. At least not in this lifetime, not in this dimension. We have many more lifetimes on many other dimensions to live before we go back to source, and then we can know it all. But until that time, we have a lot of journeying to do, and that sounds like a lot of fun to me. Sometimes it's not always so fun to learn these lessons because here we do choose to learn them the hard way, because that's the quick way. It's not the fun way. But I know for one, I'm definitely somebody who chooses to learn things the hard way. It's just been my bag my whole life. I'm stubborn and I like to learn the hard way. But I'll tell you what, I learn really, really well. And one day I will learn to make it a little easier on myself because it doesn't need to be so hard. It really doesn't. But, you know, the trade-off is quick learning. And the beauty of it is when you can get on the other side of it and see it with gratitude. That's when you know you've really learned. And then the next time that that situation arises, you behave differently because you've learned. And I know in my life when I've experienced that, it really feels good because you know what happens? The situation changes. It doesn't play out the same. It's totally different because I reacted differently. And so instead, it goes in the favor of what I am then creating. And that's the beautiful thing about this magical existence. And what Duck is reminding us of today is that when we just can dive deep into all these aspects of ourselves and really learn about them, cleanse them, release them, then it's a whole lot easier. And we can listen to the subtleties of our spirit because always there, always guiding us, always helping us to float along our way nice and easy. We came in learning how to paddle just like a baby duck. We know how. It's just we let our stubbornness and our humanness and our consciousness get in our own way when there is so much help, so much guidance. And when it seems too simple, it's still worth paying attention to because that simple little thing that you think is nothing could actually be something really, really big. Like, this is huge for me. I don't know why I feel like it's such a big thing to learn how powerful Duck is. I never knew. You know, ducks are these little bird creatures. And I love the birds. I love the bird tribes and the bird medicine. But duck is just not one that I have thought of as being like a spirit animal. I love the ducks. But I don't think of her very often. And so I really love getting this education from Duck today. I also love how, I don't know when this was written, but it's very pertinent to these times and how so many of us are in need of socialization and community, but have had to stay away for a while. And so this is that calling of like, you know, we can get together and maybe we can do it in different ways than what we were used to if we can't do it in the way we used to do it. But there are many different ways to gather and be social and be a community. And that's really, really important to not let all of our misunderstandings and differences of opinions to separate us. That's not what we're here for. We're here to learn about love and finding this common ground because every single one of us here has this inner truth within them of love. Every single one of us knows somewhere, deep, deep down inside. And every single one of us wants the best for our families, our friends, our loved ones, and ourselves. And so there is always, always a common ground. Everyone is loving. Everyone is made from love. And so it absolutely is there with every single one. There is not a single one of us here who is separate. Not a single one of us here who is not one of you. I am you and you are me. And Duck is reminding me of this today. To follow that inner truth of I am a being of infinite love and light. And that is my truth. And that is how I will see me. And that is how I will see you. And that will also help me to work on all of these things that have been building up in this life. All of these childhood traumas, like maybe being called Ducky as a kid. I'll look more into that and see what I'm carrying there in terms of, yeah, actually, there's probably a good amount there. This was a really good thing to bring up. So what are those things in your life? What were those nicknames that you were called that didn't sit so well with you, that made you feel less than or made you feel unworthy or like you didn't fit in or that you were different or there was something wrong with you? All of us have had this experience. So these are those little things that we need to get in there and say, all right, I look back at that now as an adult and, you know, kids are mean. We don't understand. And as an adult, that doesn't bother me. And I can release that energy and love it because now I walk like a ballerina, right? That's going to be it for me today. I love you guys all so, so much. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is Sat Song, Go Fly. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
I've been waiting for the day when everyone will say enough. Well, and the stars will all align and we'll see that we don't need this stuff. No, but that day it hasn't come. When it does, I'll be the one who sings to the spirit and the people that not only are we equal, we have wings. Said you might not remember, before you were born, you could fly. And you will once again, in this life or after you die. But you can learn to do it here. But you must cast away the fear and just go fly. Go fly. Said these moments keep collecting, they make my soul keep resurrecting. I say, oh my. When I sing out mantras for protection, and with careful selection, they'll apply. Is this exactly how it is? That this is hers and this is his? I don't think. But it ain't my place to figure out, so I'll just pay attention in between the links. You might not remember, before you were born, you could fly. And you will once again, in this life or after you die. But you can learn to do it here. But you must cast away the fear and just go fly. Go fly. I've been burning up a ways, and I'm still learning how to pray and how to guide. Well, I found my balance in reflection and my perfect imperfections. What a ride. Our impermanence is perfect, and it will work if you just work it. This is true. Keep marching parallel with ground, and I'll keep on praying with this sound. Now how about you? I said you might not remember, but before you were born you could fly. And you will once again in this life or after you die. But you can learn to do it here. But you must cast away the fear and just go fly. Go fly.